Well, hello once again, cats and kittens. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh, something's beeping. Got to turn off the beeper. All right, I'm in the middle of watching the game. We got to listen to the game here. Where's the game? Give me some game. Where's my game? Okay, here's my game. And I'm waiting for a Leo Messi goal. Because we're watching Barcelona versus Manchester City in the Champions League. And to be perfectly honest, it's just a matter of time until my boy Leo Messi scores. Oh, and look at this. Here's an escape already. This looks dangerous.
It's two. He does it again.
He does it again.
And pretty much wraps up the points here in the group for Barcelona.
That's my Leo Messi.
Barcelona up to 2-0.
Sweet.
Yeah, there's such a threat when the ball
Everybody loves
hands.
Leo Messi.
Away in midfield, suddenly there's space. He had an overlapping run as well, Lionel Messi.
Show it again.
In the ground,
show it again.
Into the far corner, but he deceives
Leo Messi rules. Here it comes.
That near post. Bruyne, the player, giving it away. Iniesta picks out the pass. There's the run from Rakitic. And then Dino can't quite get
there.
Oh,
snap.
He just uses the inside of the foot to bend it back into that near post.
Oh, it's a beautiful thing watching this guy play. And that is not a dubious goal. That is a goal that is very clearly Leo Messi. He rules. So now what's going to happen? Why do I get the feeling that we're going to see like a Leo Messi hat trick? It could happen. It happens a lot. After all, this is Champions League, and I think Man City is laying it down. I don't think they're going to have anything for Barcelona. They're toast. They're done. Okay, so what do we do? Ooh, look at this. That was kind of close. That could have been some more Leo Messi action. And look at him. Look at Leo in his beard and his frosted tips highlighted hair. He looks kind of funny, if you ask me. But when you can play like that guy, it doesn't matter what you look like. This has been a really sort of crazy game in that both teams are sort of holding back, and they're playing very, not conservatively, so much as warily. And it's become a really crazy sort of midfield battle, this weird fight in the middle of the field where nobody's going for the fast break, nobody's taking any crazy chances because, well, they're afraid that anybody takes a crazy chance and it doesn't work out, then the other team's going to capitalize on it. Both of these capitalize on it. Both of these teams really like to play that way. Ooh, Man City almost got away with a little something, but luckily Kevin De Bruyne, he fell down right at the last second there. That could have gotten dangerous. Oh, we're going to see Leo Messi's goal again. Yeah, we love Leo Messi. No matter how weird his hair is, and he's got one, he's one of those guys whose beard. Uh-oh, what's going on here? Oh, that was close. This looks dangerous. No, looks like Man City's gonna. Uh-oh.
Giving it away for Suarez for Messi's hat trick. Although he will get all the headlines, he goes to Luis Suarez.
Oh, snap.
To thank him for the generosity.
Yeah,
and that's
that
what they do.
Awesome.
They get in and they make sure they're ruthless. They don't mind playing the extra pass to make sure the goal is Barcelona's.
Barcelona.
But it's Messi's night again. It's certainly not Guardiola's night. The two that were in such combination.
Leo Messi hat trick.
In that 4-year period.
Everybody's going crazy.
That partnership split asunder when Guardiola left us.
Oh, that is awesome. Another Leo Messi hat trick in the Champions League. And as I was saying, it doesn't matter how crazy he looks. Yo, that was beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. They're showing it over and over and over again. Suarez sets up the Argentine for another goal. He still has a lot to do. Oh, yeah. Now we're seeing six different camera angles. Oh, seventh different camera angle for the replay. Boom! Nice. And the great thing about Leo Messi is his hair is sort of dark brown, almost black, and his beard is sort of reddish brown. And then when you top it off with his little blonde frosted highlights, he's got like three-tone hair on his head. Oh, this is beautiful. I don't really even feel like I need to watch this anymore, just because no team has ever won after Leo Messi has scored a hat trick. So, I don't know. Maybe we should see what else is on TV. Will it be blasphemy if I turn away? Will Manchester City score a goal if I stop watching? Because, you know, that's why I have to watch Barcelona. If I don't watch Barcelona play, they don't win. It's kind of weird. But anyway, let's just see what else is on TV. 15% off select Kohler bath products. Oh, 15% off Kohler bath products. Hooray. Nobody cares. What's on this channel? Oh, it's Jennifer Lopez. Nobody cares. And what's on this channel?
So it impacts the sense of worth, God-given worth. Now there's low or no self-worth. And this
that's right, you're God-given worth, because so God made you valuable. Oh, and we're back to the game, and look at this, Man City's got a free kick outside the box. Woohoo! It was saved. Beautiful, and now it's cleared, so everything's good. That was a close one. Manchester City is down a guy. They're... goalkeeper came out and was outside the box. He jumped up and hit the ball with his hands. Boom, red card. You are out of the game. And that might be why Barcelona is now having an easier time of it, because they're short a guy. And here they are back on the attack. Oh, there was a nice cross in looking for, is that Suarez? But he wasn't there. Oh, and here comes Pepe.
Hi, baby Pepe. Is he going to watch Barcelona with me? You like Leo Messi goals? He wants to watch hat tricks? Yes, here. Where are you going? Oh, where are you gonna go in the tinkle box? Okay. Have fun.
Kitty's got to go tinkle. All right. So, what was I even talking about? Oh yeah, TV. I'm watching the game. And I'm kind of watching TV, because TV is good. Because TV is where the games are, and that's why I have to watch TV.
Hey everybody, listen up! This is my new tail gunner, Billy! Billy, why don't you tell him about that sweet ride you just pulled up on?
Oh, you mean the... brand new X70. It's got an 8-hour motor. It's got a rear mounted stainless sleeve for your oxy tank.
You have no idea how much thunder sticking goes on around here.
It's amazing.
Check this one out.
Thunder sticking?
That's her name. She calls my junk the cocoon.
Yeah.
She makes her feel younger. Actually,
what else did we expect was going to happen between Rob Riggle and what's his name? Vince Vaughn. Booyaka. So we're going back to the game, because there's nothing on TV. There never is, unless there's a game. Alright, what's going on here? Yeah, that's a yellow card right there. Yay, PK! Where's Shakira? Sometimes during the big games, if Barcelona's in a big game, they'll always cut to Shakira in the crowd. All right, looks like we got a Man City free kick. It's Kevin De Bruyne. He's about 5 yards outside the box on the far side. Barcelona's got a two-man wall. And it looks like, who is it? Looks like it's Leo and, I didn't see who the other person was. You can recognize Leo Messi by his hair now. That's handy. Here's the kick. Oh, De Bruyne fakes it. And Barcelona gets a head on it, knocks it out of the box. And speaking of out of the box, Pippa has come out of her litter box, and now she's looking out the window, because I got the door open. Oh, it's out there, Dinkus. What do you smell? And she's got her paws up on the door, and she's looking out the window into the dark, looking for dudes, presumably, and birds. You wondering why there's no birds? There's no birds because it's nighttime.
Birdies are sleeping. Yes, birdies are sleeping.
All right. Seriously, I am paying attention to this game. I swear. This is going to turn out very badly for Man City. And Neymar. I hate Neymar, but he's got the ball. He's got a stupid haircut now. He centers it up. Oh, no. Man City gets a face on it. Oh, always good. You know, the truth of the matter is, Man City never should have gotten rid of Joe Hart. That was a huge mistake. And now, frankly, they're paying for it. Here comes another dangerous attack. Oh, they got lucky. One sort of messed up cross there, and they managed to clear it. Oh, look, and there's Andres Iniesta. I used to hate that guy because he scored the winning goal against Manchester United in the Champions League final about 8 years ago. It took me about 3 years to get over it, but now I love the guy. Yes, Barcelona beat Man United for the Champions League title. I was pissed off. I was jumping up and down angry. It was a great game, though. It was one of the better games I've ever seen. So where we are at here, Barcelona has a throw-in. They managed to center it up, but it gets to no one. Manchester United trying to put together another attack here from their 18-yard box. They're managing to move it up the field, but as soon as they get it, you know, to the three-quarter point, they start playing it back. Nobody wants to make a dangerous move because if they, you know, screw up, then Barcelona will counterattack and crush them. And who's doing the window thing again? That's right, Bankets. My cat's still looking out the window. That's good. That's good for kitties. That's so fun. All right, so here we go. Barcelona starting up again. Inside their box, coming out to the far side. Moving it up through half field. We're going to go for the... Oh, nice. Kicks it straight to the Man City guy. That was supposed to be a pass, but Firmino snaked it. And who's this? Oh, we're not going to get... Okay, yeah, we are going to get a call there. I was going to say. The guy just grabbed him by the back of the shirt and yanked him to the ground. You can't do that. This is football. All right, so we've got 5 minutes to go. And this is going to be good. Do you think Barcelona will score one more time? Well, that's a good question. 5 minutes left to go. The odds of it happening, you know, I'm going to say are actually pretty good. But I don't... It all depends on how they want to play it. I don't think they really need to play safety. They don't need to, as they say, park the bus, meaning, you know, just get everybody in front of the goal so nobody can score. They're up 3-0. They got plenty of padding, so they might as well go in for the attack like they are now. Looks like, who is that? Is that Neymar working his way around into the center?
Messi could be in for another one. He's brought down. Penalty given.
Penalty given.
Inside the final 5 minutes.
Of course, what you need to realize if you don't watch football, what that means is Leo Messi was inside the penalty area. He was going for it. Looked like he was going to score another goal. The Manchester City defense couldn't do anything other than trip him. That is a foul. It is a foul inside the penalty area, and now there is a penalty kick, and it looks like Neymar is going to take it. So it looks like they probably are going to score another goal. Oh, yeah, that was brutal.
Does he get a tackle in here, Kolarov? Yes, he does. Definitely a penalty. He can wag his finger all he likes at the assistant referee behind the goal.
So Neymar tees up the ball. He puts it on the penalty spot.
Neymar.
Let's see what Neymar does.
Steps up against the substitute City goalkeeper tonight, Willy Caballero. Claudio Bravo sent off. Caballero on and into the firing line.
Here he comes, sneaking up on the ball.
And he saves from Neymar. Oh! Barcelona waste another penalty. The Brazilian, the culprit this time.
Failure. Neymar fails to convert the penalty kick again. Oh my God. I'm really starting to hate Neymar. And I'm really, really hating this latest stupid haircut of his. And that's the problem. Uh-oh. They're back on the attack. Barcelona moving in.
Aguero in particular.
That would have been sweet. So we got 3 minutes left in regulation time here. They're showing the Neymar penalty kick. Maybe if he wouldn't have done his stutter step. Oh, yeah. And Caballero read him like a freaking book. Saw which way it was going, knew it was going low. Caballero just dove in there, boom. Prevented a fourth goal. And you know what's funny? As I was going to say, I would put money on Barcelona scoring again. But thanks, Neymar. Thanks for missing another penalty kick. Why do they let this guy? Is he the designated guy, or did he just talk Leo Messi into letting him take it? Because I'm sorry. Messi should have taken the damn kick. But, you know, that's just my opinion. What's that sound? What are you doing, Danka? Some cats are making weird noises. All right, so, looks like Man City's back on the attack here. They're at the top of the box, trying to get a through ball. Fail. Barcelona snakes it. And they're already working their way back up the field. Ooh, here's some speed. They're at the halfway point.
To make use of the remaining time to make up for his penalty
failure.
And the
ball goes to the outside to Leo Messi. Leo Messi starts working his way back in. Leo Messi gives it off to Neymar.
Neymar! And that's the way to make up for wasting a penalty.
Yes, it is. Good job, Neymar.
Great composure.
With a minute and 6 seconds left. A lovely, lovely pass from Leo Messi to Neymar. I still hate Neymar, but at least he made up for that missing that penalty kick. On the assist from Leo Messi. He's my buddy. Do you see that, Jenkins? Where's Pippa? Oh, she disappeared. They're going to show it again here. Oh, beautiful pass from Messi. Neymar gets past his guy. That is a pretty good move on Neymar's part. Little joink, snake, bonk. Goal in the back of the net. I mean, ball in the back of the net. And I don't know what this blue sweatband on his wrist is all about, but, you know, maybe I don't want to know after all. All right. So there's about 9 seconds left in the game. The game restarts. We're going to have some added time, and we're probably going to have a lot of it, too.
Roberto Martinez and a certain Thierry Henry.
Yeah, what is Roberto Martinez doing watching this game? What's he even doing in Spain? Interesting, interesting, interesting. Roberto Martinez, I don't even know where he is now. Yeah, wait. I think he's the manager of the Belgian national team now. He was at Swansea. But Swansea made the horrible mistake of letting him go to hire who? That's right, Bob Bradley. Oh my God, what the hell were they smoking in Swansea? So this game's got a few seconds left in it. The nails are in the coffin. There it is.
The two former teammates exchange at midfield. Pep heads to the locker room with some work to do. Messi heads to the locker room off a hat trick. His second in Champions League play this season. Barcelona all alone atop Group C. The post-game show coming your way next.
Yeah, that's the best part of it. This is Leo Messi's second hat trick in a Champions League game this year. That's sick and ridiculous. Yeah, the other cool thing about this game was the two managers of the two teams used to be teammates back in the day. At Barcelona, even. Yeah, how's that for wackiness? Oh, I know, right?
All right, so we've got about 15 or 20 minutes, maybe 25 minutes until the next game starts. I gotta watch Bayern Munich. So, what are we gonna do in the meantime? Well, we're leaving the house, obviously. Walking into the garage, opening the garage door, getting the garage door opener out of my car so I can get back into my house. And we're just gonna go walk around outside for a while. Close the door behind me. Ka-choom. And we're good. Where are we gonna go? Well, nowhere in particular. We're just gonna start walking uphill. And maybe, just maybe, I'll bring that music bed in. So we have some nice walking around music that I obviously am not actually listening to at this point. Oh, so I'm walking up the street here. I'm walking by Shannon's house. He's got a couple mushrooms in his yard. And that's good. Oh, and as I walk by everybody's houses and driveways here, there's trash being put out. That's because it is trash night. And I forgot. So I gotta remember that when I get back into my house, I need to take out the trash. So anyway, it's dark out. It's kind of chilly, but I know that once I keep moving, I'll be nice and warm. So maybe I should have brought a coat. I don't know. Oh, it doesn't matter. Nothing freaking matters whatsoever. Here's a sign for our harvest festival, October 28th. Where? Glad Tidings Church. What is Glad Tidings Church? I don't think it's one around here, because I know all the churches around here. What am I smelling? If I didn't know better, I would say I'm approaching a farm or a ranch. It smells like horses or something of that nature. Something large and poopy. Oh yeah, so here we are. We're almost up at the church. The Lutheran church or whatever it is. I don't even know. I don't care. But they got this big tea in their yard. Every time I see it, tea. I know what tea is. Tea stands for Tobe. Oh, it is a bit brisk out here. Why am I out here? I don't know. Just because. Got to do something. Waiting for the next football game to start in the Champions League. Oh, I love Champions League. Champions League is my favorite football in the entire world. And I should specify, being as there are 7 different Champions Leagues, I should explain that I do refer to the UEFA Champions League. UEFA being Europe. UEFA is the name of their confederation. And Champions League, if you don't understand the whole concept, we don't have anything like this in America, because America's too small and they don't play any fun sports or any popular sports. Now I know what you're thinking, duh, what are you talking about? Our football is really popular. Yeah, no, it's not. Not compared to real men's football. So basically it works like this. In Europe, every country has a top football league. You could think of it as the NFL of whatever country, but you know, it's way more teams and it's a bigger season and all that. But anyway, being as every country has their own league, somebody's got to win that league every year. And so just because there's not enough football in this world, there is also Champions League. So every team in every country in Europe that has won their league, they advance. The next year, they also get to play in the Champions League. Makes sense? And there's other teams that are invited as well. You don't have to win your league. You just have to be, you know, up at the top. Like in England, they take the top four. The top four finishers. And so you get this sort of extra bonus league that is only the best teams in Europe. And of course, there is a Champions League for the other confederations, meaning the other continents of the world. There is a CONCACAF Champions League. CONCACAF being the federation that is North America and Central America. And there is a CONMEBOL Champions League, which is CONMEBOL is, you know, the South American Confederation. And there's one for Africa, and there's one for Asia, and there's one for Oceania. And then, if that's not enough for you, yes, there is a little tournament for all the winners of the Champions Leagues. And that's even crazier. And that's why I love football, because there's so much, because everybody likes football so much that it has to be on all the time. There has to be games constantly. There are people sitting around going, what kind of football game have we not had yet? Who could we have play against somebody, and how can we make this, and where can we get more football? And that's why football is awesome. Yeah, I feel bad for Americans who watch American football. Because, one, they only get to watch one game a week. You know, you watch your team play and that's it. If you like some other teams, yeah, maybe you'll get to see it. Maybe you'll get to see another game or two that week. And worst of all, the American football season is what? 3 months long? You're trying to tell me that these guys are tough? These football players are tough warriors and athletes? No, they're not. They only have to work for 3 months out of the year. In real football, it's year-round. The league play is for 9 months out of the year, and then it's international play for the other 3 months. Plus all of your, I was going to say demo games, but I don't want to say exhibition games. That's the word I'm looking for. All year round, and multiple games every single freaking day, plus tournaments and multiple competitions. You got to understand that every country, not only do they have their league, they also have a tournament, which is a separate competition, and usually there's more than one. So you get all these teams that play in multiple competitions. A good team like Manchester United, they'll play in four or five competitions. They'll play in Champions League, in their league. They'll play in the League Cup. They'll play in the FA Cup. And who knows what else they'll play in. I would love to tell you more, but I'm running out of time. Both, you know, literally and figuratively, because I'm approaching my house. I have walked around the block. And I'm about to go back in just in time to say you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day right here on and on radio at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. I'm opening my garage door.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.